Hi, this is a dictation for patient Alyssa Cook, A-L-Y-S-S-A-C-O-O-K. Alyssa Cook is a date of birth 5/16/2004. And date of accident is 5/25/2024, and date of birth is 5/16/2024. The date of service is 7/23/2024. The patient is being seen as a new patient visit today. The patient reports of following symptoms, chief symptoms. Pain in both the knees, pain in the middle back, and pain in the left upper back, pain in the lower part of the ribs, pain in both knees. With headaches. The patient attributes all of these symptoms to an accident that happened on 5/25/2024. And the accident happened between 6 and 7 p.m. There were three other people. She was sitting on the right, on the left side of the car in the rear seat, left rear seat, behind the driver. Mother was driving. Accident happened on 7 Mile Road, westbound, in West Detroit. And patients report that they were going left side while another car came and made a sudden U-turn in front of them. And her mother hit the other car in a rear-ending accident. They got the ticket, but the car was total. It lost all the front of the car, was done, oil and coolant was leaking, the engine was broken, seat belt was broken, airbags were applied, and the patient was wearing seat belts, and they did not know the speed of the other car, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came at the scene, ambulance came at the scene. And patient reported that she injured her face after hitting into the seat in front, and she also hit both the knees to the seat in front. There were contusions at several areas, 3 by 3 inches on the right, 1 by 1 inch, and 2 by 3 inches on the left in the chest area. And patient will send the pictures of those. Patient also complaining of the pain in the ribs, especially the right lower ribs, 8, 9, 10 and 11 and 12, while left arm is also painful. The patient went to the ER, Beaumont Hospital, by ambulance, and was released after a few hours. History presenting illness, patient has only a mild headaches, which are 3 to 4, located in the front, but not associated with vomiting, seizures, or aura. There is no sensitivity to the noise or light, and they are not frequent, just off and on, rarely. Slight nausea is reported. The patient has dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and nausea, but denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, denies any seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. Patient denies any incontinence of the urine, vomiting, blood vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. Patient denies any saddle anesthesia but has a severe anxiety and panic and sleep disturbance along with weakness and lightheadedness. Denies any numbness, tingling of the hands or toes, and no incontinence of the urine. No trouble walking is reported either. Regarding the pain, patient has severe pain in the left shoulder, in the left upper back, right lower chest, ribs, and both knees. The headaches are reported to be 10. The left upper back pain is 3, which is actually going from T2 to T9 on the left side muscles, especially the trapezius muscle, which are in spasm, just to make sure. There is no reported radiation of pain or any numbness, tingling, no radiculopathy. Left shoulder pain is reported to be 5, but patient is able to lift her arm beyond 180 degrees without major pain. The pain in the knee is reported to be 2, and patient is able to walk well without any major issues. All of these pains are constant and are described as stabbing, sharp, and aching. Pain is varying from 4 to 9, in depending on which area, and ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, and improved by nothing. The patient reports she has had no X-rays or MRI or CT scan, and patient has no muscle weakness, bladder, bowel, incontinence. No other issues are reported. No radiculopathy is reported. Regarding the past treatment, patient has tried some physical therapy and tension, but no other treatment has been afforded. Please review the records for the system review, for surgical history, allergy history, family history, and relationship status. Employment, patient is self-employed, and no lawyer is assigned yet, and personal history, ADLs. Please review the records for that. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 112 over 65, pulse is 79, and pulse ox is 100. Their height is 5'2", and the weight is 121. 20-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, chorionicia. No distress or shortness of breath or pain phases is noticed. Patient is able to walk reasonably well, and no major anxiety, lethargy is noticed. She's able to walk without any devices and without any antalgia. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including the neurological examination, which is normal. Patient is quite alert and oriented. Musculature examination is also normal. No muscle spasm is noticed except in the area of the left upper trapezius muscle, which is in quite spasm, involving mostly the middle fibers. In the area of T2 to T11, musculoskeleton examination is as follows. Musculoskeleton examination is completely normal with normal range of motions of cervical lumbar spine. All maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are found negative. Please mention this. SI joint is non-tender and all of the testing is negative. In the extremities examination, except for the left shoulder, both knees, the rest of the extremities are completely normal, which includes right shoulder, right elbow, right hand, left elbow, left hand, both hips, and both ankle and feet are completely normal. Please use the template to type the rest. In the examination of the left shoulder, the patient has described pain for 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. And on inspection, the shoulder appears to be normal, and no dislocation is noticed, no fractures. On palpation, there are no tender point, contusion, laceration. Range of motion is normal on active and passive. Patient is able to do 180 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Muscle strength is normal, no motor deficit. And special tests were conducted. The Hawken-Kennedy test was negative, MTBF test negative, near test, speed test is negative, and anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. The knee examination bilaterally reveals tender patella with minimal swelling, but no fracture, dislocations, or scar erythema, and no crepitus grinding noises heard. The range of motion is normal. Passive active motions are normal. Collateral ligaments are not inflamed or intact. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative, McMurray's Steinman is negative. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Diagnosis. General V89.2 X60, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Knees, pain in the right knee, M25.561, M25.562 for the left. Thoracic spine, S23.3XXA, M54.09, and also S09.90XA. Plan of care for Elisa Cook is from the template. Treatment plan follows as follows. The physical therapy has been ordered to focus on the area of thoracic area, especially the left trapezius muscle, both knees, and also the left shoulder. Along with traction massage, patient is advised to try laser treatment, treatment with the infrared and hot water or bath shower. Home exercises are advised. Counseling has been ordered. Patient is advised to stay home, work, off work. Housework replacement and transportation has been ordered. An MRI for the cervical spine and thoracic spine is ordered. To continue, to identify the cause of pain. Medications are provided. Following. Mobic 7.5 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory effect, flexible 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 milligram once a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided for pain relief. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety and panic, and Furoscix 1 or 2 PRN for headache, Nilotinic ointment, topical pain. An X-ray of the chest. An X-ray of the left ribs was also ordered to identify any fracture of the ribs. Patient is also advised to have a TBI assessment via Helix Pathology Laboratory. A neuropsych referral was also ordered. An MRI of the lumbar spine as well as cervical spine was ordered to identify any trauma. Other than that, MRI of the no other investigation is ordered. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. For anxiety and panic and depression. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being ordered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, yes. Attendant care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records are ordered release from the hospital visit. Investigations. I'll be ordering an investigation on the next few visits. X-ray of the right ribs and X-ray of the chest is ordered to identify any pulmonary contusion or pneumonia or any fracture of the ribs. DMUs, The patient is provided with a back brace, knee brace times 2 and tens unit, and an ACE bandage. Education is yes. Follow-up visit yes. Direct contact yes. Thank you. She'll be seen in 15 days' time.